a U.N. truck convoy carrying emergency supplies for nearly 7,000 displaced people, arrived Monday in western Libya. The number of displaced is growing as fighting between rival factions and militias continues. There's been heavy fighting in and around Tripoli since July and Benghazi since May. About 140,000 people are now believed displaced within Libya. Dalia Al-Achi is the regional public information officer in North Africa for the UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency.
The UN Support Mission and the Human Rights Agency have released a report highlighting serious violations of international human rights and humanitarian law, including arbitrary shelling, aerial attacks, and targeting of civilians.
Speaking from Tunis, she says many people in Libya now lack access to food and water, as well as medical supplies. The seven-truck convoy is a joint effort by the World Food Program and the UNHCR. It arrived in the towns of Zintan, Garian, and Tarhuna, south of Tripoli, with 1,300 food rations and hygiene kits. Each food ration is enough to feed a family of five for 1 month and includes wheat flour, pasta, and tomato paste.
It will take around a week to be able to complete the distribution, and it is in collaboration with our partners who are on the ground to ensure that the assistance is actually delivered directly to the affected communities.
The UN partners in Libya are Tahrir al-Zawi and the IMC, the International Medical Corps. It's the second convoy the UNHCR has sent to Libya. The first took place in mid-August.
We know that much more is needed, and it actually requires our ability to get in the affected areas and reach out to affected communities. And also that will enable us to really assess the needs and the situation on the ground.
The UNHCR's Al-Achi says a number of factors are hindering humanitarian efforts. Airports are closed, as are Libya's borders with Algeria and Egypt. For many who want to flee the country, the only route is the Mediterranean. Often a journey on unseaworthy boats or vessels operated by smugglers.
We have seen increasing numbers of people departing from Libya and also an increasing number of people dying at sea. One of our priorities is to prevent future tragedies at sea.
The International Organization for Migration estimates about 3,000 people from Africa and the Middle East have died this year in Mediterranean boat accidents. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.